This is WBAA's Art Spotlight. I'm Jan Simon. With me this afternoon is Kendall Smith, Executive Director of the Art Museum of Greater Lafayette, Michael Crothers, Curator of Collections and Exhibits and Education, and Jim Songreth, Guest Curator for an exhibit that's currently on view called Making It in Crafts. Good afternoon to all of you.
Good afternoon.
Let's start out, Kendall, with a little bit on the history of the museum for people who might be new to the Lafayette area.
Okay, well, thank you, Jan. We were actually founded in 1909, so we're a little over 100 years old. The woman that founded our organization was named Laura Ann Fry. She got a bunch of people together who were interested in the arts, and they actually had earlier formed an arts club. And the purpose was to put together a incorporated organization, and it was called the Lafayette Art Association, and now is the Art Museum of Greater Lafayette Incorporated. We focus on the art of our region. We go a little bit beyond Indiana because, you know, we're only 2 hours from Chicago, and the early collectors collected work from the world. And so we have some really important pieces in the early part of our collection, but today we focus on Indiana and slightly beyond.
Michael Crothers, for people who have not visited the museum, tell us a little about how it's laid out.
The first thing you would see if you came into the museum would be downstairs would be our Shook Gallery, and that is where we have some local artists, and currently we have a show on called Animal Crackers with Judy Teich, and that's a great space for community artists to come and have a space in the museum. And then if we go upstairs, you'll walk straight into the East Gallery, which is our largest gallery, and in there we have two movable walls. We can jointly have a show with the McDonald Gallery, which is adjacent to it. So we can have one large show, or we can have two separate shows. And then in the very back, we have our two permanent collection galleries, the Weil Galleries. We call them Weil A and Weil B. And Weil A is Art Smart Gallery, and we typically will show works from the Art Smart collection.
And we'll discuss Art Smart coming up.
And also we'll show Indiana artists as well that are featured, those artists that have been singled out by that group and are really important and specific to Indiana. And currently we have a show by a master printmaker, Rudy Pizzotti, and it shows a series of his work, actually three separate series over the course of over 60 years, and he's still making work. And in the Weil B, we have a space that is meant specifically for our permanent collection pieces. And right now we have a portrait show called About Face, and those show works, some have not ever been seen before by the public. And our next group of openings is actually going to happen in January. And in the East Gallery, we're going to have a group show by Dan Anarino and Diana May entitled Push and Pull. And Diana May is going to have some pieces that are going to be displayed on some custom-made pedestals in the image of some chimneys almost made out of ceramic. And those are going to complement some great paintings by Dan Anarino. And then we have a show by an Ohio University professor, actually Robert Peppers, and his exhibition is going to be entitled Jazz Templates and Silhouette. And I think everyone will remember he's actually got a wonderful history with this community, and he's going to be coming back, and I think he's already agreed to come to the opening as well. And then that'll take us all the way through into March, and that's going to be a wonderful segue into in our East and our McDonald Galleries for New Artists, which is a great high school exhibition, and that's one of our largest opening nights. Everyone has a great time.
Well, let's talk about a current exhibit, and that is called Making It in Crafts. And Jim Songreth, tell us about that, because you are largely responsible for bringing this to the museum.
Covering the country from California to New York, we have 59 artisans who are highly respected for their work in the exhibit from 26 states and 161 pieces and made of materials such as clay, fiber, glass, wood, and metal. The forms are astutely studied, scrupulously constructed, accentuating the rich contrast of textures and lines and a beautiful play of colors. I was inspired as the curator for this show by how smart and creative the objects were. I traveled to many of the national shows around the country to get a first-hand view of what the artisans are doing, as well as the rare opportunity to converse with the artists and listen to their stories, to their history, where they were educated, and why they have stuck by this particular medium for so long. A good example of that is Carter Smith, who is internationally known for his shibori silks. And he was so thrilled to be invited, and the show opened in September, because in September he had been working with shibori for 50 years.
Oh, my. And how long is this exhibit on view, then?
The exhibit will continue through December the 28th.
Let's talk about the future, Kendall, and some things that are coming up.
We have some public outreach programs to keep the community engaged. One such event is a community-wide public art show next summer, opening at the Round the Fountain Art Fair on May 23rd, and that's titled Lions and Tigers and Bears, Oh My!
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine what that's about.
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz theme. It's primarily bears. It will have two lions, one tiger that's going to be hard to find, and 37 bear sculptures. There'll be artist-created sculptures of these animals, and they're very large, and they'll be throughout downtown Lafayette and West Lafayette. We'll have maps and children's guides and scavenger hunts and family activities throughout the summer, and we're looking forward to having something fun for everybody to do and bring the art out into the community.
Finally, Kendall, let's talk about art classes that the museum offers.
We have studio art classes offered year-round in the Monufan Art Education Center, which is the whole lower level of our facility. And the next set of classes will open in January. They're all on our website, artlafayette.org. They're basic courses. They're children's courses. Second program that we do that's very important for the state of Indiana and beyond is called Art Smart Indiana. And that program teaches the history of Indiana through the artwork and the artists of our past. And it's an approved curriculum for Indiana fourth grade students. And we offer this free, thanks to many grants that we've received. It's a website called artsmartindiana.org. And anyone can go there and learn something about the artists and how they relate to the history of our state.
Kendall Smith, Executive Director of the Art Museum of Greater Lafayette, Michael Crothers, Curator of Collections, Exhibitions, and Education, and Jim Sungruth, Guest Curator for Making It in Crafts. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Jan.
The Art Museum of Greater Lafayette is open every day from 11 to 4 at 102 South 10th Street in Lafayette, and more information is available at artlafayette.org. More information about arts events in our community is on the events page of our website, wbaa.org. For WBAA's Arts Spotlight, I'm Jan Simon.